explain what he said. He doesn't necessarily mean that he's wrong or right. Maybe that they're both wrong. But Ibn Azar always comes to defend like the Migdalois. He always comes to defend the Rambam. And a lot of times he writes things that are not to be understood. He just says the Ravid is wrong and the Rambam is right. He writes it even when the Ravid is 100% right. We don't know what in the world the Rambam is talking about. Migdalois says the Rambam is right. So how is he right? So here also the Meginah Shleimah. So the Meginah Shleimah comes to defend Rashi here. Except he says Avart, Oifim, Yantav Lachol is erga. If you cook on Yantav Shalol Tzarach Klal just for playing, you're just playing, Rashi is mutam in Atayra. But if you cook Oifim, Yantav Lachol, so one opinion in Rabbah holds that it's mutam in Atayra Hoyel, because theoretically the guests could have come and could have eaten. And the Rav Yosef, who rejects the Svar of Hoyel, he doesn't hold from Hoyel, he holds that it's worse than Oifah Shalal Tzarach Klal. How can it be worse? What's the Biodah? How can it be worse? So the Rav explained, when we learned this topic, the Rav explained what in. He was trying also to defend the Rashi. So Peladik Rashi. Taisus attacks Rashi. Rashi changed the Girsa, the old Girsa, the new Girsa. So Taisus says it's all wrong. So you have to say something on the Rashi. So he said, apparently Rashi doesn't hold the way we said, that you don't carry over 39 malachas, and Ochon Nefesh is simon to know which malachas are crossed off of the list, and they just don't apply to Yom. If you cross off the malacha of Bishul, so you can cross off the whole sugya of Hoyel v'miklech and Chazilei. Bishul is muta, so from Yom to Lachol, it's Hetek Gomer. Maximum it can be is an Issa Derabban. How can it be a machleg as well as the Issa Derabban? So you have to say differently. You have to say that Rashi Shita is, according to Beis Hillel, that every Maleches Yontif is Muta. Maleches Yontif is Muta. So Maleches Yontif haste, the Shami holder has to be Maleches Eichel Nefesh. Beis Hillel say no. All the Hutra the Tzarech Eichel Nefesh, Hutra Nami Shalot, Tzarech Eichel Nefesh, if you can call it Maleches Yontif. So any Afir, any Bishal, any Hoitzor, these Malachas, any Malacha that you sometimes do, for Eichel Nefesh, if you do that malach on Yontif, it's called malachas Yontif is muta. But if you cook on Yontif intending to eat it, from the Yontif lachol, so one opinion in the Gemara holds your kavana creates an isser. What does it create an isser? If the malacha doesn't exist, no, the malacha is there on the books. There are 39 malachas on Yontif, just like on Shabbos. Not that we're cutting off malachas, we're crossing off malachas on the list. All 39 carry over to Yontif. But whereas Shammai hold the heter is Eichel Nefesh, Yisila hold the heter is Malachas Yontif is Mutta. And these any Malacha done in these categories is labeled as Malachas Yontif. But if he's Oifim Yontif Lichol, his Kavana is to eat it after Yontif, that makes it that it's not called the Malachas Yontif. Shverisva. That's what the Meginah Shleimah is saying. He just jazzed it up a little bit more. Same as the Meginah Shleimah, it's a Shverisva.
The whole thing is Tzoruch Yontif. If it's not for Lachol, it's not Tzoruch Yontif.
No, but Rashi holds Ben Atari, even Shalom Tzoruch Klal is
Mutter.
Even Shalom Tzoruch Klal is only Shalom Tzoruch Klal is only Yosef Derabbana. And Taisus says it can't be. If Shalom Tzoruch Klal is Mutter Ben Atari, so what is the Machlokes Oifim Yontif Lachol? But the Witpa, without all, forget about it. The whole Malacha doesn't exist. So the whole Taisus Kasha was based on the understanding in Rashi that if Rashi had upgeteached the Beisilal Shita, that you're crossing off Malachas from the list. The 39 Malachas don't carry over. Only 36 or 34, 35 something. Any Malacha that's ever used for Eichel Nefesh purposes is a similar Dover that it doesn't apply on Yom Tov. So you say like that, you don't understand the Gemara Pesachim. How can it be? So you have to word it differently. So he said you have to word it. They still hold that a malachas yontif is mutter in these areas, but if you did it intending to eat it bedavka bechol, so it's no longer called a malachas yontif.
Is there something like you have the
Some write like that. Some achrenim write like that. That the Bisilal Shita is that mitoch shuutro the sarach nam shlo tzarach is hutro. So in this Pilpul Sefer, in the Sefer Bar Moshe Sokolovsky, he quotes there's a pirish that's miyuchas laharayvid. They say it's not written by the Ravid. There's a pirish written by a Rishon in the days of the Ravid, amaseches tomid, printed in the regular Gemaras. on the side of the Gemara to have the Pirush HaRaida printed. So the Pirush HaRaida there, whoever it is, by a respected Rishon. It's not by a nut, it's a good Pirush, but they don't think it's by the Raida, it's by somebody else. Yeah, it's by none of the three.
Four.
One of the three rabbis wrote a history book, and he's out of the running. And the other two, they don't think it's either of them either. Someone else, okay. So this Pirush HaRaivid, he gives a mashal about Uchran Dechuya. He says like this, the Kohanim are makriv karbonis in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos, and they're doing real malachas. Yeah. They're shechting behemoths, shchita, then they're burning logs, is havara. Then they put the flesh on top of the logs as bishul. They do bishul, shchita avor, they do kama v'kama malachas on Shabbos. T'minim u'masochim, they don't bring in the dorm and the dovis as a malachas. But the t'minim u'masochim, karbonish, is man and kavur, you have no choice, is muta. So the Gemara raises the question in Yuma, is that hutra or is that the chuya? How would you formulate it? Is that the hatzorah hakrovas karbonis tzibur is doiche, the iser of chilul Shabbos? Or do you say, no, it's hutra? That
no,
the
no,
prohibition
no.
of Shabbos just doesn't apply. Right.
Because
technically, they can do it 9 days, they must do it by day. Therefore,
it's
actually
so. It sounds like it's hutra. Even though they can save the haktaris and morim till night time, it sounds like hutra. Okay. The Gemara says the Gemara asks that. So the Gemara asks Chaviv and Mitzvah B'Shaita. It's better to do it right away. So it could be that it's still the chuyu and Chaviv and Mitzvah B'Shaita. That's the tzorach. So it's hard to tell. So the Achrayim bring a raya like this. They ask him a funny kasha. If you do a malacha on Shabbos, let's say ksiva. Normally, if a person is a righty, he writes with his right hand, that's a malacha that writes. If you write with your left hand, it's going to be a shinui, it's going to be a sloppy job, so that's only a malacha midrabbana. The same thing, let's say, if you carry something in your right hand, your left hand, it doesn't make a difference. A carry and release in the right hand, you get tight. Carrying the left hand, you switch it to the right hand, to the left hand. So it's the same thing, the Mishnah says. Hamoitzi beimi mina beimi smoyla. If you carry right hand, left hand, is not a shinui. But some malachas, you dial the telephone. So Mustama dialing with the left hand, maybe it depends whether it's a touch tone or a dial like this. A dial like that is hard to do with your left hand. A touching, maybe it's easier, I don't know. But some malachas, you have to figure out which malachas you should do with the left hand is a shino and which is not a shino. So let's say, netilis neshama shechting is an umnis, you have to know what you're doing. So if you shecht with your left hand, Mustama will be kalachaya. This time it'll only be an Issa de Rabbanan. So Achrayim are bothered with the kasha, it's a little funny kasha. Why do we permit the Kohanim and the Beis Hamikdash to shecht on Shabbos with their right hand? Tell them to shecht with their left hand. Oh, so the answer is they'll ruin the Shechita. Yeah. It'll take them 10 tries till they get, so they'll kill 10 behemoths till they'll get
the. Everything has to be done with the right hand.
The Rashi on that Mishnah has two pirushim. Why is a lefty called pasul avoda? The one pshat is that he's a balmum. All lefties are balmum. The other pshat Rashi gives nishkin balmum. He just doesn't have the aveda. Has to be done with the right hand, and the right hand means this side, and it has to be the stronger hand. If it's that side, or if this side is not the stronger hand, it's not called the yamin. So the two pshatim in Rashi. Why? The pshat balmum is a shver pshat. Pashtus is a lefty is not a balmum. Why is he a balmum? No, balimum and meidu bichas kain. The Gemara says the balimum is permitted unless he has mumim b'fun of yad v'raglav that will draw attention.
Right.
And Mizmanazed that they cover over their hands with the talis. So it doesn't matter even if he has mumim b'fun of yad v'raglav, the gzera the rabbanon doesn't apply. So the achrayim the chavatzelus hasharon asked this kashi. Chavatzelus hasharon is the Rabban Tarnopol. He was a great nephew of the Minchas Chinuch. He quotes this kasha from Achrayim. Why do we permit the Kohanim and the Beis Hamikdash to shecht? Not Kohanim, anybody who shechts on Shabbos. Why do we allow them to shecht with the right hand? Why shouldn't we insist that they should shecht with the left hand? Chotch to minimize one malacha. It'll only be an Issa D'Rabban. So you could give an easy teretz. We're afraid they'll make an avela. So you start kunsen. Let's say, Achoyle she'ej v'sakone. So why do you allow the Jew to drive the car with his right hand? Let him do the ignition with the left hand.
Yeah.
It may take him 10 times. He's going to do everything with the left hand. The patient will die. Till he'll get to the hospital, the patient will die. So here also, you can say simply, He's going to do kunsim to shech the karbonis with the left hand. He'll ruin 10 karbonis till he'll get. So you could say maybe the whole kasha is a mistake. But they give us the teretz. They think the teretz is the only time hutra. The Gemara said the first. The only time you have to try to avoid violation of the aveira when you have a conflict is when one is deicha the other. If it's a conflict, no way to resolve it, then it's doicha. If it would have been hutra, even after the kaim shneim would have also been mutter. So they say hakrovis karbonis on Shabbos is hutra. It's a Gemara. Hakrovis karbonis on Shabbos is hutra. It's not chuyah. So you don't even have to try to avoid it.
That's the pashat answer.
How can they be korbanos as a symbol of kedusha? Melacha is supposed the opposite. So how can we do anything that's done the kedusha? How does it come to melacha? Melacha is the daily occurrence that people do.
No. Melacha means creative activity.
Creative.
The Bnei Shalom created the world. Creative activity. Not avoidu. Melacha. Yeah. So you're not going to do malacha, zechel lebriya shamayim v'or. It has nothing to do. So I started to say this Ravid, the Pirush HaMiyuchas LaRavid on Tomid, quotes like this. The Gemara explains, and the Achronim explains, that when you bring Karbonis on Shabbos, everything is hutra. It's not that it's a conflict between HaKrobis HaKarbonis and Malacha, but HaTanish Kembreiris, so the Tzorach HaKrobis Karbonis is Decha Shabbos, not Decha, it's hutra. When the Rabban Shalom gave the dinim of Shabbos, he never meant for Makom HaKrovos HaKarbonos. That's how the Rav said Pshat in the Mechilta. Rashi quotes on Yisro, on Pasuk Zoch V'Shamar B'Dibur Echad Nemru. So he quotes also V'Chein V'Chaleh Mos Yumos V'Yom HaShabbos Shnei Chavos Menishanet Mimim. Rashi quotes that also, that it was B'Dibur Echad Nemru. It says in Mechilta, what do you mean B'Dibur Echad Nemru? What does it mean with the, and he says shatness and sitzes? What does it mean with the brechah? So the Rav said that's pashup shat. The brechah means that it's hutra. Melachatchila, when the Rabbi Shalom gave the prohibition of shatness, he said it doesn't apply to sitzes. When he gave the yisur of Shabbos, it doesn't apply in the first place to karbonis tzibur. It's not that the yisur is an yisur and the tzorach hakrovis karbonis is done for the yisur. That would be the chuyah. So if the Rabbi Shalom doesn't get off the ground, melachatchila, when the prohibition of Shabbos was given, the Mokam Mitzvah HaKrovis Kabbalah Sibur, it was never formulated at all. So they write it in the Pirush HaTamid Prektakash. He quotes the Gemara, establishes this fact that HaKrovis Kabbalah on Shabbos is Hutra. So you say the Kohanim can smoke cigars also while they're makar of the Kabbalah in the Mitzvah. Hutra? Everything goes? Hutra? So he says, no. The karbonis is hutra. You can't just go wild. This is hutra. Yeah. So that's the same over here. This is difficult. You say, Echonefesh on Yontev is hutra, so therefore you can do Tzarach HaYong Tass also. That's what a group of Achrayim say. The Malachas Yontev quotes it. So he quotes, Malachas Yontev quotes this Raivin. It's very schwer. It's hutra. This is hutra. It doesn't mean hutra everything. Suppose you can go, drive your car. I can go drive my car to the Beis Hamikdash in order to be makor. The korbanos is hutra. So that's the problem. It doesn't make sense to say hutra, so therefore you can violate the malachi, even not for echad nefesh. No, you have to have some other heter. Hutra is after hashvera. He quotes some achrayim say like that, but he quotes the hashvera svara to say that that's the makor for the Beis Hamikdash. Preparing from today to is only a davar chodesh, Tosfos says. Achana de Rab is only a Dava Chodesh. Like a Beitza Shenol, the very rare cases, two or three cases in Kol HaPerakul. That's all. No, cooking on Yom Tov for Shabbos, that's not Achana de Rab. That's so different. Oifim Yom Tov Lachol, that's the issue. So that's a famous machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. According to the Beis Hillel, hold me toch shu tshuva tzorach chutnam shelo letzorech, but it has to be tzorach hayom tzah. So that condition needed min haTorah, or is that only needed min derabbanan? If you cook shelo letzorach klal, will you be in violation of an issa deraisa, according to Tosfos, or will it only be a violation of an issa derabbanan according to Rashi? That's why the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch has the shah. Let's say on the many people have a minig on the day on which you recite Yisker, so you tzind on a yortzeit long. So by Yos and Chutz Lord, we say Yisker on
the second day
Shavuot, yeah. and the last day, the eighth day Pesach. So you don't light on the yortzeit long on Chalamoid. You light it on the second day. So that's a shah. You're allowed to do that. It's havara. Shalom letzarach klal. What's the tzar? So what's going to be the use? So some say keep it up. Yeah, keep it up. It's not serious. It's a divas. There is a bit of keep it up. Shabbos is this. Keep it up.
Use the light.
What does my mother have?
Use the light to for something else.
Okay. I mean, if you lie that you're outside long because you're going to use it also, and you also okay.
But
the shaila is, what about just to be madlik at your taitlam just for the sake of the yisker? So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch has a machlekes. So some hold, yeah, that's tzarach hayom tzas for the sake of kibud aviyim. And others hold that that's shalom tzarach klal. They're gezok that it's kibud aviyim. Aminik, so he says, so don't do the minik. So some hold the minik.
Kitzur says no.
Okay. The yontif candles you need, if it's dark in the room. If it's dark in the room and you need the light, so that's mutter. If it's light in the room, there's a problem about lighting the candles on yontif. Means if it's dark and you want to eat the yor on there, so you're permitted to. But the shabbos over here, you light a yortzeit lamp and a shalot atzarach klal. So that's the machlokes, whether this minig to light a yortzeit lamp for the sake of kibud aviyim, is that sufficient, sir? The pashta says that it's not right. You're not yotzei anything because you have 100 people light in the same place. The room is already lit up before the first one lights. The room is flooded with lights from the chandeliers on top. So even the first one will light up.
How do we light candles on Yom Tov? The second day Yom Tov, if you light candles, the light goes on automatically or stays on all the 2 days?
Big problem, the pashta says that. My wife doesn't like candles, second day. 2 days in a row, 3 days in a row, she doesn't like candles.
At all?
Unless you want to light in another room where the lights are not on, if you're going to use it there in the other room.
No, look for the mouse, you shouldn't light.
Shouldn't light. You should only light in a room where you're illuminating. Yeah, well, you're lighting up the room.
You can take a light in a dark room, and then you can carry it. You're allowed to carry it one place to another.
Okay. First, you have to light it in a dark room.
You light the dark room, bring it in
and be nana from it for a few minutes in the dark room. And then later on, you can move it to the other room. Okay.
You
have to light the candles where you eat. And even b'diyeved, what if you light not where you eat? Is a machlokes, whether you're allowed to say a bracha or not. Some Mishonim holds a bracha levar tova. But in Shulchan Aruch, we paskin that it's not. We paskin that if they can't light in the place where they're eating, they can ben shlicht with a bracha even in a different place. That's how we paskin. Mogen Avraham Kotel. Even though you're not going to eat it, yeah. Even though you're not going to eat it, yeah. As long as you're going to be nene. As long as you're going to be nene from the light.
What about the ambiance? You enjoy looking at the
candle. In the Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't say like that. Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber has, and Hilchas Shabbos has a machlokes with the Ramot. What if you have two families eating, two couples eating at the same table? So the Mechaber of Yosef Kara writes in the Shulchan Aruch, the one who lights first says a bracha, and the balabas, kol ha-kodem zocha. The balabasta who lights first says a bracha, and whoever lights second doesn't say a bracha. The bracha levatola, the lights are on already. What does it help you lighting a candle? The room is lit up. The Ramah disagrees, and the Ashkenazim follow the Ramah. The Ramah disagrees. He says, no. If they light in a separate menorah, and she lit over here, and the other balabas, the light's over here, so there's Tosefus Ayra V'Simcha, there's more light. Just because you have two or three or five candles over here, it's still pretty dark in the other end. You can see, basically. But if you have a candle here, you can see better.
More.
Since it's Tosefus Ayra V'Simcha, so you can see brother. But the shot is, what if you have a big chandelier hanging with so many different bulbs? The whole room is flooded with light. It's mama shiraga b'tihara. Shiraga b'tihara is a lashon the Gemara has. You light a candle at noon, at high noon tihara.
Nothing is added.
So nothing is added. So then even the Ramah has no room to say that you say a bracha. So very often that's the case. The balabasta has the chandelier on. Let's have Friday afternoon. The chandelier is on. Then she's going to bench lich. Why is she benching lich? The whole room is flooded with the light. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, if the lights are on, you have to blow out all the candles, turn out all the lights, then turn everything on again. The shame Shabbos, and then say the bracha. But Yontav, you can't turn out. So Yontav is stuck. The whole room is flooded with the lights. So some people want to do a kunst. Their wives don't want to lose the bracha. They don't want to have to set up the bracha. So they set the Shabbos clock in such a way that the light goes on for 15. The light goes off. Light is on all day long. Goes off for 15 minutes, but 30 minutes. Punk that window of time so she should be able to light the candles then. And other people think that it's not necessary. Why? Yeah, so you light the candles with a bracha and that half hour. Another hole is not necessary. Leave the lights burning and don't bench lift. What's it? The room is lit up, so you don't have to bench lift.
Yeah, when you light the candles, you add to the everybody knows that. If you have a celebration, you light candles, you put candles.
But you can't say it's lahadlik ner.
No.
Sidishkin ner. You add to the celebration by having
nice light. It's not the light, but the neros give something extra that does not come
from
that. That is correct. You don't say a bracha. You set the table with beautiful tablecloths and beautiful cloth napkins and the beautiful silverware and everything. There's no bracha on that. The bracha is only lahadlik ner when there's tosefes oira the simcha. So that's the problem. If there's no oira, there's no tosefes oira, so there's no room for a bracha. Okay. So that's the tosefes. Good. We'll get to a longer tosefes. Okay. Maybe we'll start the next Mishnah. Next Mishnah is the whole
thing. About the Miri?
Oh, I didn't do the Miri. Yeah. Oh, I left off the Miri. Yeah. Yeah, there is a Gemara later. I forgot already. There is a Gemara later. Chafalafam and Beis. This is Nagel Aloche. The Gemara says, if for some reason or another you want to invite a non-Jew to eat at your home on Shabbat, once in a while, a boy in yeshiva tells me his wife is a doctor and the head of the department is a non-Jew who's married to a Jewish woman. Her children are Jewish and his father is Jewish, but his mother's not Jewish and he's a goy, but everybody else in the family is Jewish. So the boy wants to know, he wants to invite over the doctor. He'll be the Shabbos goy. He'll drive the wife with the children to his home. Isn't it far away? He'll drive his wife with the children. They should see what a Shabbos looks like. So what's the din? Can you invite? So you can. The Gemara says you're permitted to invite a Nochri on Shabbos. There's no problem to invite on Shabbos. But you're not permitted to invite on Yontif. That's the line that begins with the tiny letter Gimel. Mizam namas hanachri b'Shabbos. It's permissible to invite a Nochri on Shabbos to eat a meal. Ve'ei mizam namas hanachri b'Yontif. You're not permitted to invite the Nochri to eat by you on Yontif. Why not? Because on Yontif we're allowed to cook a cup of tea, a cup of coffee, a bowl of soup. You're allowed to heat things up, but you're only allowed to cook for Yisrael. You're not permitted to cook for a Nachri, because the pasuk says, "Hu levado achash yachal lachol nefesh, hu levado yasa lachem lachem lo liyakum." You're not allowed to do melachah for the Nachri. So here it's gzeira. Everybody else at the table, whoever's going to ask for a second portion of soup, so I'll put the soup back on the fire. I'll heat it up, and I'll give him a hot bowl of soup. Someone asks for a cup of coffee, a cup of tea. I'll go and I'll put the kettle on the fryer. I'll cook it up. The Nachri is going to ask for a cup of tea. So I have to remember, I have to tell him, sorry, I'm not allowed to prepare a cup of tea for you. For all the Jews, I'm allowed to prepare. And for you, I'm not allowed to prepare. So he'll probably forget or he'll feel uncomfortable to tell him to bop the Nachri over the head. So don't invite the Nachri in the first place. Don't invite him in the first place. The Mishnah Brura has a big chumrah on this. The Mishnah Brura quotes the Magen Avraham has a machlokes. The Gemara sometimes says that a mumer, a yid who's absolutely not observant at all, dina ka'apna. So benegir to what he said, you can use him as a Shabbos goy. No, and I love using him as a Shabbos goy. I'm a barber, I cut off payas. If a goy comes, I can cut off his payas. If a yid comes, I'm not allowed to cut off his payas. So if a yid comes as an apikoris, he became a cardinal. A Jew converted, became a cardinal. I'm not allowed to cut off his payas. Sof kasof, he is Jewish. You don't say mumer dina ka'akum, he's a goy gomer. He's Nishkinakum, he's a Yid, but again to certain dinim is dinakakum. So what about when you get to this din? Are you permitted to cook for a Jew on Yom Tov, you have relatives, and they're Jewish, they're absolutely not religious whatsoever. They don't keep anything. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, they don't keep anything. Yeah, he is Jewish. He can't use him as a Shabbos guy, and he can't cut off his payas. Yes. But the question is, sometimes he does say a mumer if he's very frog on his dina kakel. So what about when he gets to this? So the Morgan Avraham quotes a machlokes about this. A Jew who's a mumer, so far gone, a meshumer, dina kakum, are you allowed to cook for him on Yom Tov? So the Magen Avraham says it's a machlokes achronim. The Mishnah Berurah, I don't know why, Mishnah Berurah doesn't tell you to look in the Magen Avraham. He says you're not allowed to cook for a Jew who's a mumer, dina kakum, and then in the footnotes on the bottom, in the Shara Tzion, he's supposed to give you the marmokum. So every so often he writes, Pashut. Doesn't need a marmokum. Self-evident. So here he writes Pashut. It's not self-evident at all. It's a machlokes in the Magen Avraham on the daf. But he knows that when you have a Mishnah Berurah, you don't have a Magen Avraham. So I don't know why he wanted to pull the wool over his reader's eyes. He should have said 2 days in the Magen Avraham and I hold the dinas like that. So he writes Pashut. He holds that it's absolutely prohibited. You're not allowed to cook on behalf of a Jew who's not at all a Shem and Mitzvah. So then it should follow that we're all doing wrong. We always invite Jews to our table on Pesach. He wanted... You have Israeli relatives that don't keep anything, so everybody invites them over for Yom Tov. Shabbos, usually Fakir. Shabbos people feel uncomfortable, and Yom Tov they feel more comfortable. So the Mishnah Berurah holds you're not, just the opposite. The Mishnah Berurah says you're not allowed to invite them on Yom Tov. Because you may forget, because you're going to cook for all the Bnei Bayis, so you may forget and cook for him, and he says it's an Issa Derais, it's to cook for the Nochri, to cook for the Mumah.
They aren't allowed to save his life on Shabbos too.
Okay.
He's allowed Mechallel Shabbos to save his life.
A Shaila, also a Shaila if you're allowed
to save his life. So therefore, why don't we go to Mechallel Shabbos, save his life, and there we can learn on to invite him on Yom
Tov? It's a big problem. Okay.
A lot of them are.
No, a lot of them don't believe in anything.
Yeah,
there are many of them who don't believe in anything. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Okay. I'm not saying Allah Almighty said many are not happy with this Mishnah Berurah. He made such a chumrah that you're not allowed to invite a Jew who's totally anti-religious, non-observant at all, because it's an Issa Deraisa to cook for him. So that's a shayla. Okay. So again, what does the Gemara say? You're permitted to invite a Nochri on Shabbos. Because there's no chashash that you'll cook for him. You're not cooking at all on Shabbos. You know to restrain yourself. But on Yom Tov, where you do cook, you're not permitted to invite a Nochri. Gzeri Shem Yarbe B'Shvila. So Taisus and all of Rishonim ask a kasha. And what's so bad if Gzeri Shem Yarbe B'Shvila? We just had that Marbe B'Shurim is Mutter. We just had a Mishnah. That Beishameh say you're allowed to cook a big container of water as long as you're going to drink a little bit. All you need is to drink a little bit, Oichal Nefesh on a little bit, and there's no additional malach, that's marbe b'shur. Even though the rest of it you're going to use to wash part of the other raglov. The Gemara has over here, on Yud Zayin Amid Aleph, by the time you let a ches, Memalei Nachtam Chavish Al Mayim, he permitted to cook a whole kettle of water. He only needs a little bit of water. The rest of it he wants to use after Yom Tov. But as long as he has a heter rechal nefesh, I have a 10-pound roast and I have a 1-pound roast. And I don't have so many people in my home on Yom Tov, I only need a 1-pound roast. But I'm permitted to take out the 10-pound roast and cook it one piece. Take out the 10-pound roast and cook it on Yom Tov in order to have leftover for the whole week. That's marbe b'shurim. It's one pool
of lochem.
So we'll get to it. So Tosis asked this kash. Tosis and all the Rishonim asked, why do you say Gzeir Hashem Yarbe Bishvilo? Maybe you'll cook extra for the goy, but it's Mutar Harbit Bishurim. Marbit Bishurim is Mutar. What's wrong? I'll put up a kettle of water for everybody. So Tosis says the Chashash is I may put a separate kettle. I'll ask who wants a cup of tea, and only the goy will ask for a cup of tea. Who wants another bowl of soup? Only the Nochri will ask. So I'll put the kli, I'll put up a kli and warm it up only on behalf of the Nochri, not behalf of the Sun. So that's what most of the Rishonim say. The Meiri gives a different teretz. The Meiri asks this kasha, so he gives a different teretz. He says, based on our Tosis on the top, Tosis says the three miyutim that you say, Acha sheyachal achol nefesh, achol nefesh is mutter, but then it says, Hu levado yosa lochem. So the three miyutin lochem. Lochem loli akum. You're not allowed to cook food for a nochri. You're not allowed to carry food for a nochri into the street. Lochem loli klovim. You're not allowed to carry food for the animals in the zoo. chalamoydim, but on yontif you're not allowed to. And lachem alo la hekdesh, lachem alo la gavoya, these three miyutim. So Tosis raised the question, what if you go and you cook food for a nachri or for a behemah? Are you ever on the lav of lesasa kol malocha? A hadrili surikama, this meal tells you it goes back into the category of malocha. Or you say no. Basically, it's really yoichal nefesh. I'm preparing food for somebody to eat. Either somebody's a behemoth, or somebody's an elephant, or somebody's a nachri. It's yoichal nefesh. It's a meal with a pasuk, so it's an iser asay. Lochem alo la klovim, lochem alo la akum, is an iser asay. So Tosis and the Rambam have a machlokes. The Rambam holds a hadrili surikama, it becomes an iser lav, the Lecha Mishnah points out. And this Tosis holds that it's only an iser asay. So that's what the Meiri gives the Harishas of a Teret. He says, if you cook a whole kettle of water, and all you need is one cup of water, the rest of it is really for chol. I take a 10-pound roast instead of taking a 1-pound roast. I really only need 1 pound of flesh on yonder. I don't have so many people. All the children are married, baby. I just need a little. I take a 10-pound roast because I want to have all the flesh cooked for the next week and a half. So that's mutter on yonder. Marba Bishurim is mutter. Why? Because on the little bit, you have a heter echal nefesh. Even though there's no heter echal nefesh on the rest at all, so there's no heter echal nefesh, but it's all in one activity.
One piece.
I put it on the fire, one shot, everything in one piece, and there is a heter echal nefesh on part of it, so it's all mutter. But he says by the akum, if you cook for the akum, you cook for the klovim, it is echal nefesh anyway. It is echal nefesh. And nonetheless, there's an iser asay. He says if we would hold like the Rambam, that if you cook for an akum, it's there's no heter echal nefesh. So I have mikzas as echal nefesh, and the rest is nishkin echal nefesh. So it's marbe bishurim, would be mutter. But he says we hold like Tosfos Zoster that it's not because it's less chomer. That's why it's more chomer, because it is echal nefesh. It is echal nefesh. There's no lav. It's iser asay. So therefore, even if you have a heter echal nefesh on mikzas,
no, I have.
You don't have it. Is an iser asay on the rest? That doesn't help. Marbe bishurim does not. That's the charivas that the Miri writes.
The same reason that Yom Tov is harbor and Shabbos is the same reason.
Okay. Something similar.
And why don't leave to your house? It's not born to marriage.
It depends. It's a good looking shiksa and I have a son the same age, so it's not a good idea to invite. Let's see, invite enough who's planning to convert. Sometimes it is. You have to figure out each case whether there is a problem or there's not a problem. In the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha, Rashi quotes the famous Medrash that comments on the pasuk when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu promises him all kinds of things. So Rashi says, Zeu Shamar Melekei Avraham, Zeu Shamar Melekei Yitzchak, Zeu Shamar Melekei Yankiv. This is what the Gemara says in Brachas, L'nikru Obas Elo Shloisham. We only have three founding fathers of the Jewish people. When we say Davening, we say Elokei Melekei, we say Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak. We don't say Elokei Moshe, Elokei Shlomo, Elokei David. There are many tzaddikim, Elokei Rabbi Akiva, Einstein, Freud, many great Jewish figures in the history of the world. They're not obvious of the Jewish people. Only three of us. The Achronim Es Kakashe, there's a Mishnah, has a Loshen about, the Mishnah refers to Bisham and Bishilol as Avos HaOlam. Mishnah refers to them as Avos HaOlam. And the Ramban also, the Eskakasha, the Ramban, it's not the Ramban's fault, the Mishnah has it. The Ramban has in the beginning of Eilu Treifas, the Gemara has the Machloikas, Tanoim, Amorayim, with the Treifa Chaya, or Treifa Ena Chaya. When the Torah forbids us to eat an animal that's a Treifa, what's the reason why it's forbidden? Is it because the Treifa Ena Chaya is going to die within 12 months, so it's already half dead? Oh no, Treifa Chaya, it'll live on for his Mer Yesem Shana. Treifa is an Issa, nothing to do with the fact that it's a Chatzin of Eilu. So that's a machloek, the satanoim v'amoraim on the first daf in Eilu Treif. Ramban uses the expression, t'mihani, hech nechluku avois ha'oilom, how can they argue on a thing? Make a scientific experiment and determine whether they're going to die and not going to die. What is it, Sisri Tair over here?
Make a
controlled experiment. So he gives a whole explanation. They did and they all died and they had a machloek, but they proved anything on it. But he uses the expression, hech nechluku avois ha'oilom. He refers to the Tanoim and Amoraim. So the Achronim ask Kakasha, how can you call him Ovis or Nikro Ovis Elo Shloshim? So the Pashtus is, It's not a kasha. Avos ha'olam is one thing. Who keeps up the whole world? It's all these people holding up the whole world. But we're talking about a different word over here. Who are the others of the Jewish people? Who discovered insights into Judaism? Who discovered the insights? So Moshe Rabbeinu had a deeper understanding. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Adon HaNevim. He had a deeper understanding than all of the Nevim before him. And after him, the Rambam says, he was greater than all the Nevim preceding and following. But still, Sof Kol Sof, we say, these are the only three. Yesachoy, Goroh, Varecha, Vagad, Shmecha, only three. The Nikra, Abbas, Elu, Shloisha. Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, the only others. And then Rashi says, V'heye Baracha, he quotes from the Medrash, B'chocha, Yachol, Yachtamu, B'kulam. When you say, Mogen Avraham, maybe you should say, Baruch HaTosha, Mogen Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. No, you just say, Mogen Avraham. B'chocha, Yismim, the Chasimus Avraham is only Avraham. What does that mean? Taki, each one of the others discovered, each one added a new insight that Avram didn't have, what Yitzchak had, Yankiv had more than Yitzchak, each one had a great insight. But then step number one has to be Avram. Avram had Emunah. Avram was the one who discovered Emunah monotheism. Yitzchak was Hakrovus Karbonus. Yitzchak was an Yitzchak Akedite. Yankiv Shlemta, Yankiv was Limud HaTorah. Limud HaTorah is very important. And Avodas HaKavonis and davening is very important. But the most important thing is Emunah, and Emunah Rabbanu Shlom said. That's why B'chol Chayismim, the Ikir is Emunah. Like by the Hasidim, they have a crack against, each group has jokes against the others. So they say, the Chassid is afraid of the Rabbanu Shel Olam, and the Misnagar is afraid of the Shkiyah. He's afraid to daven Mincha after the Shkiyah. The Chassid is not afraid of the Shkiyah, he's afraid of the Rabbanu Shlom. So it's a joke. But it has a certain truth to it. The Misnagdim sometimes, that's why they founded the whole Hasidic movement. The Misnagdim at that time, that's what the Baal Shem Tov claimed, they were so wrapped up in the details of Limud HaTorah, they forgot to have Emunah and Bitochen and Rebbeinu Shlom. The Ikir is to have Yirah Shamayim, not so much to... What Yankov had to offer was important. Yankov sat in Leutman, Beis Medrash, Bayom, Balayla, Basmod, that's very important. Everybody should imitate Yankov. And Yitzchak was Akedah to Gevura, yeah, everything that he had. But the most important thing is Avram. The main Nakuda is to have Emunah. That's what the Gemara says. The Rebbeinu Shalom, the Gemara says, on the last daf in Makkos, Amar Epsi Meloi. The Rebbeinu Shalom gave 613 mitzvahs. And Bo, how does the Gemara say? Bo, David, Behemidim, Al Yishimel. And Bo, Chavakuk, less and less. And then Bo, Chavakuk, Behemidim, Alachas. What do you mean? What happened to the other 612 mitzvahs? You mean he decided that you were going to dispense with the remaining mitzvahs? No. He says you have to, it's hard to concentrate on everything. You have to concentrate on the Ikir and derech the Ikir, you get to the rest. So the Ikir of the Ikrim is Emunah. That's the most important thing. So that's what the Chazal say. B'chol chosman, v'loi b'acher. Let's go again. We are Yud Beis Amud Aleph. We have to tie up a couple of loose ends and then we'll continue. The Mishnah has the machlokes b'shami b'silo regarding the heter of Eichon Nefesh. B'shami says it's only permitted to do Malach on Yontif for the sake of Eichon Nefesh, to eat food, to cook the food, to make a fire for the purpose of cooking the food, to carry the food to the sukkah, to carry the food to the park, to have a picnic, something like that. But to carry the lulav to shul, to carry the machzer or the talis to shul is not permissible. That's not eichal nefesh. You're not eating it. And Beis Hillel's opinion is that it's not correct. And they say you are permitted. The Mishnah says you're permitted to carry the cotton, the lulav, and the sefer Torah. So the Gemara had two pshatim. The one pshat was that there are only 38 malachas forbidden on yontif, and hoitzo is permissible. Hoitzo is a malacha gru. It's weaker than the others, and it's a bechlal, it doesn't apply on yontif. And that pshat was rejected. The Gemara proved that it's not correct. That although Hotzo is a malacha gru, and there are several nafkaminas la'alacha, but these are really minor detail nafkaminas. You don't have any major nafkiminis. You're not going to throw out one of the 39 malachas on Shabbat, on Yontif, because it's a malacha gur. This is too major nafkimina to tack on to this svar that Hoitzor's malacha gur, so it doesn't apply bichlal on Yontif. So the real pshat in the machlokes is that the beisilul hol mitoch shuhutra, we call it one word mitoch, but it's a kitzer, it's an abbreviation of whole sentence mitoch shuhutra letzorech hutra nami shalol letzorech. Since, and you have to judge each and every malach individually, hoitzor sometimes is permissible for the purpose of oichal nefesh to carry food, so you're allowed to carry a talis, and sometimes to make a fire is mutter to cook food. So you're allowed to make a fire to do other things also, and what else? And chreisa, to cook is permissible to cook food. So you're allowed to cook water also to keep to wash the body. Fine, also mitoich. Any malacha that sometimes mutter for the purpose of ochal nefesh, putranami shalol letzorech. Yeah. So here Rashi asks akasha, putranami shalol letzorech. Period. That's it. Hoitzor. You're allowed to do it. You're allowed to carry the food to the park, to have a picnic, or carry the food to the sukkah, to eat the sukkah. So the mele, you're allowed to carry shalol tzorach. Taka shalol tzorach, you can leave your pockets full of muktzah, you can leave your pockets full of everything. How can it be? But the Gemara said that you're not allowed to handle muktzah because you may forget and carry. So you see that you're not allowed to carry on yontif shalol tzorach klal. So Rashi and Taisvis work on that kasha. So Rashi says, minatayro, once you say it's mutter, once you say it's muti, you can carry anything. So min ha-Torah, it's permissible to carry anything you want, even shalol tzarach klal. Even muktzah, to leave your pockets all full on yontif, to carry, absolutely unnecessary, carry all the pens and all the pocket and the wallet and everything. You leave everything, there's no din min ha-Torah, there's no din a muktzah. Min ha-Torah, you can carry anything and everything, the car keys and everything, the money, even though you're not going to use it on yontif. But min ha-Rabbanan, whatever is hotzah, shalol tzarach, they prohibit it. That's how Rashi holds. And Tosfos has a long arichas, and they disagree. The bottom Tosfos, they say that it's not correct. Hoitzor shalol tzarach klal is an issa d'arayis. You cannot say that it's only an issa d'rabbanan. You have to finish off the sentence where the Beisilul said mitoch shehutra l'tzorech, hutra nami shalol l'tzorech. You have to add on mitoch, since hoitzor is mutar l'tzorech oichal nefesh, so it's mutar also even if it's not l'tzorech oichal nefesh, provided that it is l'tzorech hayom tzas. But if it's shalom, it's tzarach klal, then like this anisa derayis. So that's a machlokes. Rashi and Tosfos, the Mishnah Berurah quotes this. It doesn't make too much of a difference whether it's anisa derayis or anisa derabbanan. We observe it anyway. But it's a machlokes. Rashi and Tosfos. The Rashi holds, even if you say mitoich on those malachas, but shayach on hoitzor, on havara, on bishul, whatever malach it's possible to say mitoich, so you say min ha-Torah, it's heter gomer. There's no prohibition whatsoever. It means it's a similar dover. That's what it means. The Torah lists off 39 malachas on Shabbos, but the question is, how many of those malachas carry over to Yontif? It says on Yontif, you're not allowed to do any malach. But then it says, Acha sheyachol l'chol nefesh u'dabal v'yoslachem. What does that mean? So Rashi learns Pshat and Beisilul, there are 39 malachas minus some of the malachas. Any malacha, Acha sheyachol l'chol nefesh, any malacha, which is sometimes, you can imagine a case of employing that malacha for the purpose of preparing food, so that malacha doesn't belong on the list. But they're not 39 malachas. So Haitzor, cross it out. Havara, cross it out. That's what it sounds like in Rashi. It's a similar dova. When it says Rechal Nefesh, according to the Beisilul, when it says in the Chumash that there's a Heter Rechal Nefesh, it doesn't mean a Heter Rechal Nefesh. It means it's a simon to determine which of the 39 malachas should be crossed off of the list. So that's why we mentioned, when we started 3 weeks ago, we started this machlekes Bisham and Beisilul. So he mentioned, we pass like the Beisilul, of course, that there is a din of mitoich. And we said that there are three shitas in the Rishainim and an Achrainim. I mentioned, I think, there are Moshe Sokolovsky, he wrote a whole sefer, he had a yeshiva in Brisk. And he wrote a whole sefer that's called Maleches Yontif, that's mainly on this topic, to explain the shitas Beisilul, what does it mean mitoich? And this sefer, he was a Talmud of Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, but he became a Talmud of Rav Chaim Soloveitchik after he wrote that sefer. This whole sefer is very full of pilpul, the old style of learning. And after he learned by Rav Chaim, with the Panim Chadoshes, he became a different man, same as Baruch Be'er. Baruch Be'er used to have Chassidish Torah, Dreid Lach Pilpul, and all kinds of Polish Zach. And then after he learned by Rav Chaim, he was a changed person, totally different style of learning. said by Rav Baruch Ben, we don't have before and after, but Rav Moshe Sokolovsky had the Sefer from before is the old style, and the Sefer from after, the Imrei Moshe, that's the famous Sefer that they do use in the Litvish yeshivas. The first Sefer that he wrote, Kodem Matan Torah, before he learned Baruch Ben, they don't use in the yeshivas too much, because he has all Pilpulim. They use it in the yeshiva because he gives you all the Marmakayimus. He gives you a Pekiyas, every Marmakam on the topic he quotes. But the Svaras that he gives, they're Pilpulish Svaras. And the second Sefer, Dei Mei Moshe, that's Ivar Lasecher, and all the yeshivas, they use that. So Moshe Sokolovsky has in the Sefer, there are three major opinions. What is the source of Beis Hillel Shita? Where did he get this idea? Mitoch Shehutra, Hoitzah, Havore, and Bishul, you're allowed to do these malachas for the sake of Eichon Nefesh, and Meili, you're allowed to do it even the Tarche Yamtas. What's the mocker? So one opinion in Rishenim and Acharim was, you don't even need a mocker, it's Hasvara. So we said originally, what kind of a svara? Where is there a svara? It's not mistab at all. It says you're not allowed to do malachas unless for the purpose of Eichel Nefesh. Where is there a svara? So those Rishenim and Acharenim apparently understood like Rashi. They seem to hold like Rashi. That mitoich means mitoich shutra l'tarach Eichel Nefesh, shutra nami shalom l'tarach klal. It's heta gomor. It means that malacha is not on the list of malachas. In the 39 malachas, you don't carry over all 39. Whichever malacha can sometimes involve Eichel Nefesh is not on the list, is not on the prohibited list of malachas on Yontif. So they hold that that's a svara. They hold that that's pshat in the Chumash. Not that Eichel Nefesh is a heter. Eichel Nefesh is a similar dove. It's a way to determine whether this malacha belongs on the list of forbidden malachas or not. So whatever malacha has sometimes an Eichel Nefesh story in it, that's not also on
Yontif. You don't have to go for it.
You have to go into details. The whole malacha doesn't belong. That's the first sheet that the Rav Moshe Sokolovsky quoted. That's only according to Rashi. But the more popularly accepted opinion is Tosis. Tosis Tain is that's not right. They still hold it too at there. There's a heter Eichel Nefesh. Then there's another heter that's called Tzorach Hayom Tzad. But if you do a malacha absolutely Shalom Tzorach Lal, then it's an Issa Deraisa. There's not. So the list of 39 malachas carries over. All the 39 malachas carry over to Yontif. From Shabbos, you carry over all 39. Except you have two heterim. You have one heter, Reichel Nefesh. You have another heter, Tzor HaYom Tzas. And then you have to have a pasuk. If you say the two different heterim, you don't say it's a similar dova to determine that this doesn't belong in the list of malachas. The list is less than 39. So that's all not true. You have all 39 apply on Yontif. If you do it Shalom Tzor Klal, it will be forbidden, will be an Issa Derais. So according to Tosis, they're two separate heterim. There's a heter Echal Nefesh and heter Tzor HaYom Tzas. And then you have to figure out where's this new Pasuk. So that's what he quoted, the two Shitas within that. So he quoted the Sefer Yireim by Rav Lezer Mimitz, the Talmud of the Rabbeinu Tam. Sefer Yireim writes that it's based on the word Nefesh. Achashe Yochel is one heter, and Lechol Nefesh is another heter. Either Tzor HaYachila is mutter, or tzorchei nefesh, tzorchei neshama, religious needs. So that's why the Sefer Yireim probably runs like the Rabbeinu Hananel, that you're allowed to carry the tinek if there's a bris milah. You're allowed to carry the tinek lemula, not stump to go for a walk to the park to enjoy the fresh air. You're allowed to carry the tinek to carry him to the bris, and the lulav is a mitzvah, and the Sefer Torah is a mitzvah. So that's tzorchei nefesh. So there's one heter, achashe yochel. Another heter of Lechol Nefesh, Tzorchei HaNefesh is Mutter. Or maybe even according to Tosfos, Tosfos said, maybe it's not only Tinek Lemula, maybe even Tinek L'Tayel, Tinek to take a walk. There's also a mitzvah by Nigyanta, there's also Tzorchei HaNefesh. But it's really based on the Nefesh. There's one heter of Yochel and one heter of Nefesh. And then the other Shita was, we mentioned the Shita Mekubetzis in the first Perek in Ksuvos, quote the name of the Ravid, that there are two different heterim. One is Eichel Nefesh, is this Achashe Yochel, and then the other heter Tzorchei Yom Tzas is from the word Lachem. Lachem means Lachol Tzorcheichem. That means another, a bigger heter. And he claimed, and the Ravid claimed that there was a difference. We don't paskin like that, right? But the Ravid claims that there was a difference. That in the area of Eichel Nefesh, it's Mutter Menatera, even if you could have done it in Bod Yom. That's heter Gomer. But in the area of Lachem, Lachol Tzorcheichem, he quoted the Gemara later, Lagabi Machshirin, that according to the Tanu, who thinks that Machshir Eichel Nefesh is also Mutter, that's based on to fix a broken knife. I need a knife, I need a fork, and it's on Shabbos, you're not allowed to fix it, it's a Malacha. The second one is to fix a broken knife and fork. And on Yom Tov, I want to fix it in order to eat my food. So are you allowed to do that? So that's called Machshirei Echol Nefesh. Echol Nefesh is, if you're preparing the food, here I'm fixing a knife and a fork, I'm going to use it to eat the food today.
But
then I'm
going
to use it tomorrow and the whole week also. I'm going to use it for a long time. Yeah, so that's a problem. Let every Machshirei be mutter because Mikhail. So the Mishnah Brura asked that kasha, and it's the same kasha he asks on Dov Shein Shavuot Lachol Nefesh on Mugmer. Why do you say Mugmer is not permissible? Let it be Mutam Itam Tzarcha Yom Tzas. So that's a big problem. I remember the Rav once, and Marie asked that kasha, so I don't remember that he gave a teretz at all. Is that a takasha? The Mishnah Brura asked that kasha. So good takasha. I don't know how does it jive. So there was a difference. According to the writer, there was a difference between the heter of Echol Nefesh and the heter of Lachem of Mitoich of Tzarcha Yom Tzas. The heter of Echol Nefesh is Mutam and HaTorah, even if you could have prepared it Mebol Yom. Echol Nefesh is heter Gomer, so you're even permitted to do it on Yom Tov. That's Min HaTorah like that. Midi Rabbanan and Shulchan Aruch we paskin not allowed. Let's say if you'll bake Chalas on Rosh Hashanah, you bake Chalas on Sukkot and on Shavuot, freshly baked Chalas takes better than old stale chalas from yesterday. So that's permissible, shtek, you're allowed to. Or if you bake, you cook flesh or fish, whatever. So if it's cooked fresh, as many people enjoy, freshly cooked flesh, better than the flesh that you take out of the refrigerator freezer and you reheat it. If you can really tell the difference, so then you're permitted to cook it. Well, let's say there's some acholim that you can't really tell the difference, whether it was just cooked now or it was done yesterday. So then it says in Shulchan Aruch that Midi Rabbanon, if you could have just as well done the Malacha yesterday and just warm it up today, then you're not allowed to do it. Midi Rabbanon, you're not allowed to do it on Yom Tov. But Minat Torah. What? Subjective. This is subjective. Yeah. A lot of people can't tell the difference. A lot of people can't tell the difference. They're not allowed to cook on Yom Tov. Yeah. So you have to cook everything on Erev Yom Tov and just reheat it on Yom Tov. So you're not really doing Bishul. Well, let's say by us, Teshech, in the days of the Gemara, they didn't have a freezer. So if you shecht it today, it's better than shechting yesterday. It's going to be spoiled till you're going to cook it. But today, you can easily shecht it on Erev Yom Tov. So then there's no head to the shecht today on Yom Tov because we could have done it with Bo Yom. We just had a Svara that it may be awesome in our Torah to shecht today. Because we had the Ramban. The Ramban says the only malachas you're allowed to do on Yom Tov. Ramban says, how come you're not allowed to go fishing on Yom Tov? How come you're not allowed to harvest the tzvua on Yom Tov and to grind it and to make flour? If you have flour, you're allowed to make dough and bake bread. Why aren't you allowed to harvest on Yom Tov and grind it up? So some say it's only Yom Tov. Other reasons, some say it's only the Rabbanan that it's forbidden. And the Ramban and the Malchamas and Perik Ein Sod writes that it's an Issa Deraisa. Why is it an Issa Deraisa? So he says, Echol Nefesh is only mutter, whatever is normally done, somach v'suda, in preparation. That's called Echol Nefesh. Whatever is done way before, so there's no heter Echol Nefesh. So bizmana gemara, the common practice, well, a person wants a chicken, they have no freezers, you have no refrigerator, so you shecht it soon before you're about to cook it. So that the shechita would be mutter on Yom Tov, because that's normally done soon before you're about to cook it. But by us, we never shecht it right before on a weekday. The first month's flesh. Because he brings the chicken to the shecht, it's always geshecht the month before. So the packages and the freezers, we never do it right before. So by us, it could be that it would be an Issa Deraisa to shecht. And the Ramban says that it all depends on each. The Ramban has that the grinding up tchina. He says grinding up kernels of grain to make flour is an Issa Deraisa on Yom Tov. And grinding up besamim, pepper, that's heter gomer. That's heter gomer. So the Ramban asked, how can it be? The Ran asked, how can it be? The zelba malach of tchina. So the Ramban says that to grind up flour is a malach of deraisa on Yom Tov, and to grind the tavlin is heter gomer even with the Rabbanon sometimes. The Ran asked, how can it be? The Zelda Malacha, so the Ramban answers why. He explains why. He says, normally, you grind up the tavlin right before you're about to cook because it's going to become ice give after. It's going to evaporate. Mashaini came, the flour, Balabasta doesn't grind, she doesn't harvest and grind the flour the day that she's interested in baking. she has the flour prepared a week in advance. They don't do it right before. So whatever is normally done, samach l'suda, that's mutar on Yom Tov.
We had last day we discussed.
We just had in the dot the other day that more cotton that you can grind it up. I think we have a top one.
The Ramban holds that that's an issa deraisa to grind the flour. Kisei Adam is alright, provided you're not doing malacha. And then if you have to do a malacha, the Rabbanim, we had a long discussion.
Take a note.
Yeah, we had a long. Yeah, it took a long time.
Fish from the brecha from the pool. You're allowed to take out.
Also not. Also not. No. Mishnah says you're not allowed to go.
You can take it and you can take it out from the pool.
If what?
If you put a fish in the bathtub.
Yeah,
what is the brecha and the difference? Because they're not dry, they don't.
Yeah, if you have to go, if it's in a swimming, if it's in a small bathtub, it's alive, so when you take it out, you kill it, but you're not catching the fish. There's it's no way for the fish to run around.
If you have pools, then the fish is
small. If it's a narrow, right, if it's a narrow pool and it's caught already, so then it's only a shiloh and until it's in Shabbos. But to do tzedah, that says you're not allowed. That's the perek ain't sodden. You're not allowed to go fishing. Yeah. So he said, according to the raivit al-chapan afkemina, to do a maleches lechon nefesh ma'amish an yontif is mutam in atayra, even if he could have done it in bod yom, and would have tasted the same. But the Rabbanu we don't allow. But in atayra, it's mutar, even if he could have done it in bod yom. But to do a tzarach hayom tzas, the writer writes that's only mutav. He couldn't have done it mebod yom, and if he could have done it mebod yom, then it's an isa deraisa to do it on yontif. Let's say we mentioned, according to the writer, carrying the talis or the machzor to shul. If you have an erev, so there's no malacha, it's not carried on Shabbos. But if you live in a place where there's no erev, you could have carried the talis and the machzor to shul or the shoychah to shul on erev Rosh Hashanah. So the fact that you didn't will cause it to be an isa deraisa that you're not allowed to carry it to shul. So that rabbi, that's not quoted lalach. It says beferish that you are allowed to carry the ramah, paskins. You are permitted to carry the talis and the machzor to shul on yontif, even though you could have carried them in bod yom. The ramah writes beferish like that.
Are you still supposed to have a tzoros chas on it?
You must have a tzoros
chas.
Yes. We say that the tzoros chas. What do you need a machzor for? Everything. Let's say the Siddur also has the Rosh Hashanah dikadavin. So we said you need the machzor. You need the machzor for the piyutim. Either piyutim are not the raisa, they're not even the rabbanon. It's only minhagim. So you see that the minhagim is also called the tzarach hayom tzas. So this is what they taina against the Shagas Aryeh. Shagas Aryeh says that you're not allowed to carry. He holds that you're not allowed to carry for the rabbanon. What's an example? He has a Rashi like that. He says you're not allowed to carry an avshus rabban the raisa. Something for the sake of it, the Rabbana. Let's say a Shefer. Someone already heard the basic tears, but he didn't hear Meir Koilus. So he wanted to carry that he should hear the Meir Koilus. So he says, you're not allowed to carry. That's called Shalol Tzorach. You're not allowed to carry. Only if it's a Carmelist, then he's masking that you're allowed to. But if it's a real Shusaram Deraisa, Shagasaya is Machmir to be Choshesh for a Rashi. It's a Rashi in Psochem. The Rashi holds a mitzvah, the Rabbana, is called Shalol Tzorach Klala. Not to be called Tzorach Yom Tzas. Has to be on mitzvah derais. So the minig olam is not like the Shagas Aryeh, because we always carry machzorim to shul on Yom Tov, and the only reason why you need the machzor is for the piyutim. The piyutim is only a minig.
Carry shofar
for women is also a machlokes in the tour. Some Rishonim say you're not allowed because they're not mechuyev to hit tears, not mechuyev ben atarah, not mechuyev ben rabbanim. So some hold that it's a minig. But that's shalom tzarach klal. And we don't hold like that. We hold that that's mutter, but that's not called shalom tzarach klal. The woman wants to fulfill the mitzvah, but that's called the tzarach hayom tzas. Oichal nefesh mamish. Yeah, there are more quotes that Ran Aloch said. Whatever you could have done in the bon yom would have tasted just as good. If it won't taste as good, if you or someone in your family will enjoy fresh challahs more than yesterday's challah, so a freshly cooked chicken or flesh, whatever, so then it's yef shalasus modyama. Whatever could have just as well been done yesterday, let's say to carry the plates to the sukkah. So if you could have gone in that area, you're afraid someone's going to steal it, you're going to smash it or something like that. It's a different thing. But if you're not afraid of anything and you could have carried all the food, the merit of carrying, But then
you should have done it.
Carrying, I made a mistake. Carrying is the one exception. The Ramah says that any malacha from the 39 malachas, any malacha for Echal Nevesh that you could have done on Erev Yontif would have been just as good. So you're not allowed to do it on Yontif in the Rabbanah, except for carrying. Carrying is the one exception because it's a malacha gerua. So we have certain detail differences. So that's leniency. The detail. The din, the leniency. This din, the Rabbanah. Whatever you could have done on Erev Yontif, you shouldn't do on Yontif. So it doesn't apply to Hetzor. It's all the Malacha Gerua. So you're allowed to carry the Talis and the Machzor to Shul on Yontif, even though you could have easily carried it on Erev Yontif. According to the Ravid, it's not so. The Ravid holds that it's an Issa Deraisa. So there's no room to distinguish. But the Ramah doesn't pass like the Ravid. The Ramah passes like the other Rishonim, that it's the Heter of Tzorcha Yom Tzas. It's not based on Lachem L'chol Tzorcheichem. If it would have been based on Lachem L'chol Tzorcheichem, then you have the Pasuk Levado, the Obstetter. Levado is a Miut, and Lachem is a Ribut. Lachem is a bigger Heter, and Levado tells you to turn down the Heter, to tone down the Heter. So the Ravid holds, the Ravid in the Shittim Kobetz, and Ksuvus holds that Tzorcha Yom Tzas. The Heter Tzorcha Yom Tzas is based on the Pasuk Lachem L'chol Tzorcheichem. So Levado turns it down, similar to Machshirin. But just like Machshirin, we have a limitation there, Isis. That if he could have taken care of it on Erev Yontif, there's an Issa Deraisa to take care on Yontif. So the Rabbi claims the same is true regarding the Tzorcha Yom Tzas. But we don't hold like that. We hold that this din, that if he could have done on Erev Yontif, you're not allowed to do it on Yontif, that's only a Chumra Midirabbanan. And it doesn't apply to Eitzol, because Eitzol is the Malacha Gru. That's the Psaka Ramah. Here there's a famous, there's a gigantic Rashbo. Long Arichas and the Rashbo regarding a Mishnah later in Beitzah, where there is a Machloikis here. And Chof Aleph on the base, the two Mishnais are the first of the two Mishnais. Chof Aleph on the base. There is a Machloikis, Bisham and Bisil in two cases. Are you permitted to warm up water on Yontif in order to bathe part of the body? So Bisham say you're not allowed to, it's not Echal Nefesh. You're only allowed to cook water for the purpose of Echal Nefesh, this is not Echal Nefesh. Bisham Yomrim, Lo Yochi Imadim Chamin Leraglov, you're not allowed to heat hot water on Yontif, Elen came Ruyim Lishtiyah. What kind of a heter Ruyim Lishtiyah? So
then you can do
Moisim, then why is that? Oh, so that's what Taisa says. If you're cooking a big vat of water and you plan to drink some of it, so that's Marbe Bishurim. As long as you put on the fire, b'vasachas, on all of the water, and some of it you plan to drink, but the rest of it, there's no isa malacha by doing the rest. That's the shamay sheet. And we don't pass like that, we pass in matirim. That you're allowed to cook water on yontif to bathe one of your other viraglim. That's the whole discussion we had. Why not to take a whole shower? Why shower? Why not cook so much water to take a whole bath or a whole shower? Why only one of the other raglo? So that was the machlekes taisus in the Ramban. So the Ramban said that's exeris mechatzos. That in the Gemara Shabbos they said they made exeris habalonim. That the bathhouse attendants were not so observant. They weren't so medactic. They were avayonim. So they used to cook up the water on Shabbos. That was an isa deraisa. So the Chachamim said you're not allowed to take a hot bath on Shabbos even if you didn't do any aver at all. Even if the bathtub was filled up with hot water from Erev Shabbos, even if the shower is running from Erev Shabbos with warm water, you're not allowed to take a hot shower on Shabbos. So once they made that gzera on Shabbos, they carried over the gzera to Yontif, even though it doesn't make any sense. Even though Yontif is mutter, what can be wrong? You're allowed to. It's Echal Nefesh. Still, that's how the Ramban holds. And he has gemaras like that, that whatever gzera was instituted, the Jabi Shabbos, that carries over to Yontif, even though the reason doesn't really, shouldn't apply to Yontif. That's how the Ramban holds. And the Taisus disagrees. Taisus says a different reason. That the reason why you're not allowed to take a hot, you're not allowed to cook water on Yontif, to take a hot bath or a hot shower, is like mugmer. Taisus says only Mufunok can take a whole bath or a whole shower. Who takes a bath? There's Mano Rishonim. Once a year they took a bath. They used to wash one of the other Viraglov.
They didn't have enough
so
water.
There's no heter.
They
didn't have warm. They didn't have so many warm mikvahs. Mikvahs were freezing cold. That's a modern invention to have a warm mikvah. That was in the days of the Achrayim. Yeah, they figured out how to make warm mikvahs. But in the days of the Rishonim, they didn't have warm mikvahs. Days of the Tanoim, they didn't have. And where it says that question, Tfila Bechamin Meiko, is it possible to be tevil on warm water? It's going to be Mayim Shuvim. Right, it's going to be Maim Shuvah. How can you have? They couldn't imagine. You put in a heater to warm up the water, and you mix warm water with cold water. It was very rare. Kangol they had.
Oh,
yeah. Yom Kippur says Kangol is an old sick man. They used to throw in burning hot stones. Yeah. But that was an unusual thing. They only did it, they mentioned they did it for the Kangol on Yom Kippur. Yeah. Normally they didn't have such a warm mikvahs on Shabbos. They were freezing. They were freezing cold. So Taisa Sheet is that the reason why you're not permitted to take a hot bath or a hot shower on Yom Kippur is because it's a Dovish Eina Shavu L'chol Nefesh. Hardly anybody enjoys that. To wash panel yard of Arad love. Everybody needs warm water to wash panel yard. They don't want to wash with cold water. They want to get the dirt off, so they need warm water. But to wash cold gufay, that's only Mufuna can do that. So Taisa holds that's the same as burning mugma, burning psalmim in order to smell the pleasant reya. The Gemara says that that's not permissible because Dovashena Shavu L'chol Nefesh, the Pasuk says, Acha Sheyacha L'chol Nefesh. Only something that's hanor for all people. It's only Mufuna can do it, you're not allowed. So that's the Machlekes Tosfos in the Ramban. Why is it that you're not allowed to take a hot bath or a hot shower on Yom Tov? That's the Shaila that the Shmir Shabbos Kolchos discussed. What about Bisman Hazeh? So it is according to Tosfos that the reason why you're not allowed to take a hot bath or a hot shower. Today everybody does it. So today, according to Tosfos, it's mutter to take a hot bath and a hot shower. It should be mutter. But the Mishnah Brura is Machmer, not like Tosfos, because we're not sure whether we should fast like Tosfos or like the Ramban. So we're choshish for the Ramban Shita that you're not allowed to take a hot bath, a hot shower today on Yom Tov because of the Gzeiras Habalon. So the only kula you can give is, let's say if you want to take a cold shower. So cold shower, there is one Tana, Reb Shimon, there's one Tana in the third Perek in Masech HaShabbos, in Perek Kira, there's one Tana Reb Shimon Bar Yochai says when they made the Gzeiras Habalonim to prohibit taking a bath and a shower on Shabbos, they even asked cold showers and cold baths. So there was one shita like that, but it wasn't accepted la'alocha. And nonetheless, the Mordechai quotes that was the practice of the Balei HaTesis. They were machma for the shita satana, who was rejected. They were machma not to take a cold bath and a cold shower. So the later achrayim, the Shmir Shabbos Kachos quotes, the later achrayim say that Bizman said that we take showers more often. So if the person is really fashvish on Shabbos and Yom Tov, we would be makel to take a cold shower. Let him take a cold shower. So the shot is, can you do a little better than that? Can you take a hot shower? So on Shabbos, you turn on the hot water, so you're probably cooking the water. So there's no hetzer to cook. But on Yom Tov, what's the story? So he quotes, so the Shmir Shabbos Chosu quotes, and Mishnah Berurah talks about it. So he says, if you're going to turn on the hot water, so you're going to have a hot shower, so that's the Gzeiras HaBalanim, you're not allowed. If you'll turn on the hot water with the cold water mixer, that you should have a warm shower, is a machlokes Rabbi Kevegim and other achronim where the gzeres habalonim only applies if it's yad soledes, if it's a hot shower, or even lukewarm. So the Mishnah Berurah recommends you should be machmir only to turn on the hot water to take out the chill, to the extent of taking out the chill.
Is it implied for dishes also?
No. Dishes is echol nefesh. That's better.
Yeah, you use hot water too.
Dishes on Yom Tov al pi pashtus if humidity.
You have set for chill. You are only 62.
Yeah.
Yes, very thing you don't have to wash.
But if you want it,
okay.
In a case like this, somebody needs it.
Okay, then he doesn't need it. Okay. If he doesn't eat, so he shouldn't wash.
Okay.
Unless it bothers him, unless they have no place to leave the dishes and the kitchen doesn't look pretty when you walk
in. How can you make a local nefesh when you say that to take a bath is for mufunokin? But then yet you say I can go all kind of alokas to cook flesh. Maybe flesh is for mufunokin.
The Gemara asked that question. The Gemara asked if you're not allowed to do mukmer to burn the stomach. Because it's only from the funokim. So the Gemara is, what if you're cooking deer's flesh, venison? What if you're cooking venison that only the millionaires eat that?
Flesh is
flesh. The Gemara is flesh is flesh. Food is food. Food is muta. But the smell psalmim, that's already only the funokim. So Tosfos claims that a hot bath and a hot shower, that's only the funokim. To wash part of the ragel, that's for everybody. To take a whole bath, that's a different story. And so according to Tosfos, there's nothing to discuss. It's muta today. It's muta to take a hot shower or a hot shower and have bed. So the Mishnah Berurah says you should be machma for the Ramban, that it's a gzeiras habalonim, that you're still not allowed to. So the only way to be makel would be either to take a cold shower or to turn on the hot water just to the extent of taking out the chill.
But the hot water was a made you can use. I think there's a loch on Shabbat that you can't use on Chametz Tveria, but you could use it on Yom Tov then.
To bathe in Chametz Tveria on Yom Tov. The Gemara and Shabbos had a machlokes. I don't remember how we passed it.
Not allowed.
Not allowed. So whatever you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do on Yom Tov.
But here you can do. You don't have to mix it. You're allowed to take a hot shower, make you a warm shower. But here you don't mix. You don't have a choice.
Right. If you have a gzera the rabbanon, a gzera that was introduced on Shabbos, carries over to Yom Tov, even though the whole reason for the gzeir, even though the motivation doesn't apply. But here, you're not talking, here you're talking on malacha, to turn on hot water is a malacha, a bishul. So that's, Oichal Nefesh is good on Yom Tov. Right, very part of the gzeir is habalonim, not to take a hot bath. So what the Ramban says, whatever was the gzeir on Shabbos, even though the whole reason doesn't make sense, doesn't apply on Yom Tov, the gzeir covers over. The Ramban got it from the Gemara, because the Gemara says, if a person is tamei, he's permitted to be tovel in a mikveh on yontif. That's over here, on yud zayin and beis. If a person is tamei, a person wants to go to mikveh on Shabbos yontif, so he's permitted to be tovel. A cold mikveh, not a hot mikveh. That's achrayim have that discussion. The balatanya is mekel that. Maybe that's later. Yeah.
What?
The men go. The women, not. The men go to mikvah and Yom Kippur sometimes.
Because
they're so machmer on the Takanas Ezra that they don't want to daven without going to mikvah. So there's some opinions that you're even allowed to be toivel in a mikvah and Yom Kippur. So the Satmar Rebbe once wrote a tshuva that you can follow those opinions. Here the Mishnah draws a distinction on Yud Zayin on the base. If a person is Tomei and he wants to go to Mikvah Yom Tov, it's permissible, cold water, not hot. But if he has Kalim that are Tomei, he wants to be Tovel a Kalim on Yom Tov, that you're not allowed to. So the Gemara says, right after that, Bikuli Yamamias, everybody agrees that a Kali, you're not allowed to be Tovel on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So the Gemara asks, why not? So the Gemara gives a whole bunch of reasons why. So let's say one reason is, we're afraid he may forget. And he'll carry it in the street. The Rav doesn't have a mikveh in his own home. He has to take it to the mikveh a couple of blocks away. So we're afraid he may forget and carry the kli to the mikveh on Shabbos. Craig the Gemara. If that's the reason why, then Yom Tov shouldn't pose a problem. Yeah. And Yom Tov, you're allowed to carry if it's Tzorach HaYom Ktas. He wants to use the dishes or the cutlery. Sure. Why is it awesome? So the Gemara says, Gozra Yom Tov to Shabbos. The Gemara has. Hotena here, the third line, fourth line. Hotenach Shabbos. All right, you explain Shabbos. You're not allowed to be tovel kelim in the mikveh because Shema Yavirenu. He may forget and carry. And for the Gemara, no. Whatever is gzeira on Shabbos carries over to Yontif. We said many times there are three things that are forbidden on Shabbos. There's a malacha there, right? There's a malacha there, Rabbanan, and then there are gzeiras. There is like you're not allowed to climb on a tree. You can't say climbing on a tree is a malach of kotzer. You're not allowed to climb on a tree because you may break a branch. You're not allowed to ride on a horse because you may break off a branch. And so you're going to say riding on a horse is a violation of kotzer. Riding on a horse is not kotzer. It's a gzeire. Let's say mekach memka. You're not allowed to buy on yontif. Shema yichtav. You're going to say I buy a pair of shoes. It's ksiva midirabbana. How is it ksiva midirabbana? It's not ksiva midirabbana. It's gzeire shema yichtav. So that's what the Gemara says. The heta oichal nefesh that on yontif your matir on Shabbos is also. The heta oichal nefesh is in malachas. Malacha derais and malacha derabbanon. On yontif you're allowed to do a malacha tzarach oichal nefesh. But what if something is a gzeira shema? It's not even a malacha midirabbanon, it's a gzeira. So then there's no heta oichal nefesh. Whatever they instituted as a gzeira on Shabbos, like the gzeira on yontif, even though the reason for the gzeira doesn't apply. What do you mean shema yavirenu? You're allowed to carry Dalai Lama's on Yontif. If I want to be tovel to Kalim in the mikveh, it's permissible to carry it. Tzorach HaYom Ktas? No, it's a gzeira on Shabbos. Forget about the reason, it's a gzeira, so the gzeira applies to Yontif. So that's what the Ramban refers you to this whole sugya. Gemara has it a few times here on Yud Ches Amar Aleph. He says to gzeira tabalonim, the reason for gzeira tabalonim only applies to Shabbos, he may cook the water. They weren't so medactic and used to. The bathhouse attendants were not observant, used to cook the water on Shabbos. So the Chachamim said, even if it's true that all the water was cooked on Erev Shabbos, he's still not allowed to take a bath. Zera Shema, maybe they'll cook it on Shabbos. But on Yontif, that reasoning doesn't apply. So the Ramban says it doesn't matter. When you bathe in hot water on Shabbos, are you violating Bishul Midrabbanan? No, you're not doing Bishul. With the furthest stretch of the imagination, you can't say it's a malacha, even Rabban. It's a gzera. Oh, so that's what the Gemara said. An gzera, you just carry over the gzera from Shabbos to Yontif, and the Eichel Nefesh consideration is ignored. Eichel Nefesh only had to a malacha, so Eichel Nefesh. And the malacha derais, and malacha derabban. So that's what the Ramban refers you to this Gemara.
So you have a gzera that's even harder than a malacha.
Yeah, that's rare. Usually we say fakir, that if something is a malacha midrabban, it's more common than a gzera. And sometimes you have fakir, that because it's a gzera, it's more common. See? I don't think so.
The same thing. We have
it doesn't distinguish. It doesn't distinguish. No, same thing.
We heard.
So here on this Mishnah, on Chof Aleph on the base, there's a double machlokes b'shanah b'sul. The Shammai say you're only allowed to cook food, or you're allowed to cook a big kettle of water, provided that you plan to drink part of the water. Elam kein ruim l'shtiyah. Part of the water is going to drink, and the rest of it you're going to use for the to wash pan of the other v'raglav. So that's marbe b'shurim. That's muta. And b'sul will say no. You're allowed to cook water to wash pan of the other v'raglav. It doesn't have to be the tzarach achila. And the same machlokes is, are you allowed to, let's say, have a fire burning? You're not allowed to strike a match. Is an issa derabbanan, we hold. That's forbidden. But let's say there is already a flame burning, and I want to light a log in order to put it in the furnace. For what purpose? What do I want to write? So if I want to light a log in order to cook food on top of it, that's erchal nefesh. Also, I'm asking that's permissible. What if all the food is all cooked already? We finished eating. I just want to, I'm chilly. I want to keep my body warm. So the Beishamah say you're not allowed to on Yontif. You're not allowed to burn. You're not allowed to do Havara to keep your body warm. And Beisilah Lamatirim, Beisilah say, Oysa the Madura Mischamim Kenegda. You're permitted. So it's the same machlokes. Beishamah say the Heter Erech HaNefesh is only for food. And Beisilah say, not only for food, even to keep the body warm or to bathe. To keep the body clean is also mutasi. It is a gigantic Rashba, very long, where he points out there are two shittas in the Rishonim. What is the heter of Beisilo? So Pasha Pshat is that the machlokes is identical. We just learned it. The Shammai don't accept Nitoich, and Beisilo do accept Nitoich. The Shammai say there's only a heter echal nefesh if it's leading up to eating food. Beisilo say any tzarach hayom ktsas. So this is the Beisilo and the Beisham. It's all the Shittosim. So the Rashba doesn't like that pshat. He says the Rambam writes the Feirish both in the Pirish HaMishnayis, very long Rashba, very long Arichas, a whole column. He says both the Rambam and the Pirish HaMishnayis and in the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam writes a different pshat. The Beisilo's heter is they disagree. 2 points for the Beisham. On Daf Yud Beis they hold as a din of mitoich any tzarach hayom ktsas to carry the Sefer Torah. And here they have a machlokes with the Beishamai. How do you translate Eichel Nefesh? So whereas the Beishamai translate Eichel Nefesh, food, preparing food, the Beisil hold anything tzarech aguf, to keep the body warm, or to keep the body clean, to cook up water, to wash pani yad rabbi, that's called Eichel Nefesh Mamish. It's a better heter than tzarech hayom ktsas. It's included in Eichel Nefesh Mamish. What will chapan afkemina? So let's according to this rivet, will chapan afkemina. According to the Ravid, that it's an Issa derais do what Tzarach HaYom Ktsas that you could have done on Erev Yontif. So what will the Beisilo say over here? Is this Eichel Nefesh Mamish? Or is this Lashitas and this is Tzarach HaYom Ktsas and that's the Issa derahed? L'chapan afkemina. L'chapan afkemina. So here again, on Yud Beis Amin Aleph, getting back again, there was this important, this big machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. According to the Shita of Beis Hillel, that we accept la halacha, we pass in, like the Beis Hillel, that mitoch shu'utru l'tzarech, echol nefesh shu'utru namish, lo l'tzarech nefesh, provided that it's a tzarech hayom ktsas. If he'll do a malacha, absolutely shalom l'tzarech klal. So Rashi writes beferish that it's only an Issa d'Rabbana, and Tosfos says, no, it's an Issa d'Raisa. The heter of mitoch is only if you have tzarech hayom ktsas. If you don't have tzarech hayom ktsas, it's us. So why did Rashi hold that it's heter gomer? So before we gave the one shot, we said that Eichel Nefesh is just some achrayim right like that. Eichel Nefesh is not a heter Eichel Nefesh. Eichel Nefesh is a similar dover to determine how many of the 39 malachas of Shabbos carry over to Yom Tov. So whatever malachas sometimes has a shaykhus v'erech nefesh can't be on the list of the forbidden malachas. So the malachas on Yom Tov are only 36 malachas, 35, 34, but chisel off as many malachas as have a heterech nefesh. So that's the way they usually run pshat in the Rashi sheet. So Taisus has a kasha against Rashi that's insurmountable. If you learn pshat in Rashi the way it sounds like Rashi said, like we just said, then they have a murderous kasha that we don't know the answer. Taisus quotes the kasha at the middle of the bottom Taisus on Yud Beis and Rala, big fat Taisus. So right in the middle it says Psochem Daf Mem Vav on the days. So on that line they start the kasha right before that quotation. The kasha, the difficulties are Chodah number one. The Aminim Psochem Daf Mem Vav on the days. There is a famous machlokes in Psochem, machlokes Rabbi Rav Yosef. What about Hoyel?
Yeah.
In Hebrew, the word Hoyel and Mitoch sounds the same thing. Since something, therefore something. So Hoyel, since something, therefore something. But Hoyel and Mitoch are two different things. Mitoch is an abbreviation of this. Mitoch Shutro Hoytzol, the Tzarech Achal Nevesh, the Tzarech Achal Nevesh, the Tzarech provided that it's Tzarech Yom Tzad. That Bishamai and Bishilol had a dispute. Hoyel is not a machlokes Bisham, so that's machlokes Rabbi Rav Yosef, a totally different shayla. The shayla is the following: on Yom Tov you're allowed to cook letzarach Yom Tov, oichal nefesh letzarei to Yom Tov. Let's say the woman goes to work, she has no time, and she's having a chreis, an engagement party. They're having a bar mitzvah, they're having a sheva brachas, they're having a bar mitzvah next week. So she Yom Tov she has off. So she cooks that the cook and chalamayit is okay. Cook and chalamayit for Yom Tov is okay. What about to cook on Yom Tov for next week? So you're not allowed to. It's only a heterech on that for today. To cook today for today. Not to cook today for next week, you're not allowed to. So the Gemara has a machleik is there. Rabba hold. Hoyil be'imikli le'archim chazile if guests would fall in. The whole yeshiva would come. So then she would need every stitch of food that she had. You have to feed everybody. If you live in a village, Taisa says, the Balei Taisa used to live in little villages, a little dorf, they had barely a minion. So if you're going to cook enough for a whole army, so there's no hoyel. Even if all the Yidden come, it's not shakti either. But if you live in a big city, and it's theoretically possible, everybody will come over and they'll eat it all up. So Rabbi holds minatayro, the case sets itself up as Eichel Nefesh. Eichel Nefesh, you cook the food today on Yom Tov, and theoretically, it could be, it's highly unlikely, you didn't have in mind that it's going to be eaten today. You had a mind before, you want to save it for the bar mitzvah, the sheva brachos next week, next month, you're going to put it in the freezer. But theoretically, there exists a possibility that it may all be eaten today. So Rabbi's opinion is that the theoretical possibility, if guests will show up, you'll eat it all today, so it's labeled as Eichel Nefesh. And Rabbi Yosef disagrees. He says, no, Eichel Nefesh depends on Kabbanas Agavra. If you had in mind when you were cooking it for later, so there's no heter on that. If you had in mind for today, then it's good, even if with itself nobody shows up. Let's say you cooked a ton of food because you invited everybody over, because you thought they may show up and you don't want to get caught empty-handed, so she cooked cookies and flesh and everything, and then nobody showed up. Sure. So since at the time that they cooked, they thought that they were afraid that somebody may come, that's a chanamish. And if you cooked and you didn't think, you cooked and you thought you're going to eat it next week, not today. Yes. So Rabbi Yosef holds that that's that no heter.
Is that like the ice cream you put in for a smukzer?
According to one Tana, it'll be mukzer. According to Rabbi Yudah, it'll be mukzer. According to Rabbi Shimon, it won't be mukzer. Okay. Okay. Won't work, right? Yeah, that's what they said. He cooked the last minute and Yom Tov, so nobody said, no heter of Hoyel. Correct? Okay, okay. So the Gemara there has the machlokes. If someone, you're not allowed to cook on Yom Tov to eat it next week, it's not permissible. But the Gemara has the machlokes. Is it awesome in a Torah and you're going to get malchus? You cooked on Yom Tov, there's no heter Eichel Nefesh. Or do you say no? In a Torah, it is called Eichel Nefesh because of the theoretical possibility that it may be eaten up today. It's only awesome in the Rabbanon to rely on Hoyel. Min HaTayr, it's Mutter, so there's no Malchus. And he said the Rabbanon, so you don't give Malchus. So that's the Machlokes. Hoy from the Yom Tov L'Chol. That's what they say. The Gemara Pesachim involved on the base has a Machlokes. Rabbi Rav Yosef, he cooked on Yom Tov, and the Kavanah Sagava was to eat it B'Chol. So the first opinion says, Loike. Machlokes, because Loy Aminim, Hoyel. I mean, and it's machlekes, whether you say hoyle or you don't say hoyle. Machlekes Rabbi Rabbi Yosef. So Tosfos frek takash on Rashi, according to Rashi's understanding of Beis Hillel, that Oichel Nefesh is not a heter Oichel Nefesh, it's a simen to know how many of the Lamed Tes Melachos carry over. So Bishul does not carry over, Hoitzor does not carry over, Habor does not carry over. So you can cook all you want. There's heter Gomer, Menatzeret, it's only in Yisrael Rabbanon. So how can you say Hoifel Miyantav L'chol is loike? Don't make with a loike, ain't a loike. When you say Hoyol, you don't say Hoyol. What kind of Hoyol? It's crossed off on the list. There are not 39 Melachos on Yantav. So that's the kasha. They hold that that's upgefrek. The Rashi is upgefrek. That's Tosfos time against Rashi. See from that Gemara that to do a malach on yontav shalol the tarach klal is an issur deraisa, and that's why there's a machlekes if I cook on yontav achol. But theoretically, I may eat it today. So that's machlekes. Do you say hoyel or not? So is there any way to be miyashiv the Rashi? Is there any way to farenfa the Rashi? So the Pnei Yeshua had an elta zeda who wrote a sefer that's called Megine Shloimei. It's not in style these days. It's like he signed a contract to Faranta every Shver Rashi. That's Megine Shloimei. He's Megan. He's defending Rashi. Rashi is Rabbeinu Shloimei Yitzchoki. Shloimei ben Yitzchok. So he wrote a sefer Megine Shloimei. So the Pnei Yeshua always quotes the Megine Shloimei. He has tshuvas also in the Megine Shloimei. So the on this Tosfos Kasha, of course, the Megine Shloimei Faranta is all a Rashi. It's always risky. If you always get, if you sign the contract of Haram for every kasher, like Rabbi Zalman Nelson, he wrote a sefer Evan Hazel on the Rambam, and he writes his dedicated purpose is to answer every single kasher that the Ravid asks against the Rambam. Half of the time the Ravid is right, and half of the time the Rambam is right. How can you always write like that? Rav Chaim in his sefer,